Yeah.
Just a thought. Because it does seem like there's, keep in mind, like you said, we like to have it black and white. And this very much looks like unwholesome livelihood kind of falls on a spectrum.
Yeah.
So, like, I think of an example. If the way that you judge the degree of the wrong livelihood is the result, is in the sense of, does it increase unwholesome states?
Mm-hmm.
And you just think of something, say, like serving alcohol at a restaurant where it's like a family restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem to me that, okay, it might technically fall under the category, but it does seem like, say, vastly different from, say, a pub where, like, the whole purpose of the pub, its very existence is to get people drunk, basically.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. Whereas at a restaurant, you basically, you know, let's say I guess it depends on the restaurant, but you might recognize that, you know, very few people really, if anybody really gets really drunk.
Yeah.
But still, I'm just kind of recognizing these kind of little nuances. And,
oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
And,
No, there really is a spectrum, and it's important. Because I think that's if there is a kind of a takeaway for the day, is that paying attention, or the actual application of the Buddhist teaching is really being able to reflect and understand of. Is the result of any particular action, does it increase unwholesome mental states, or does it decrease unwholesome mental states? And that's much more of a, and whether it's for personally or for others, that's one of the most important factors to recognize.